Last week we started Chantel's Roses. This is where we catch the cheaters. How do we do it? Well, you call us up if you are doubting a relationship. We'll call that loved one in your life and we'll offer them a dozen very special roses. And as we offer the roses, we offer to deliver them and send a card as well. And as we ask that person, well, who do you want? What name do you want on the card? If they say your name, fantastic.
Yeah.
If they say someone else's name, well, that's when the problems arise. And today we're going to help out Rachel. Hey, Rachel.
Hi, I'm so glad you're doing this segment again.
Oh, good.
I could have really used it with my last boyfriend who ended up cheating on me with my sister.
Wait,
whoa,
what?
Hold on.
I know, it's just a lot of drama, but that's not why I'm calling.
Oh, that's some PTSD, though.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. Are you still kind of not over that? Because I wouldn't be.
Well, it just kind of makes me a little more cautious now.
Sure. Can I ask you this? Your sister, is she still with your last boyfriend or no?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yep.
That's too much for me.
Family reunions.
Yeah.
Not a good time.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah. Okay, but that's not who you're calling about then. Who are you calling about?
So I've been dating this guy for a while.
Mm-hmm.
He's wonderful. He's really sweet. Before Valentine's Day, I saw a card hidden in his car, and it was this really sweet Valentine's Day card. But on Valentine's Day, he gave me flowers and chocolate and all these sweet things, but no card.
This Valentine's Day card that you found in his car, was it like an actual Valentine's Day card? Or could it have been something for like a boss or a
co-worker? No, it was like, you were the one, I love you always kind of thing.
Oh, and was this like, had he written in the card yet, or was it still like a fresh, just bought it?
No, it was still in the bag.
Okay.
And if it's something like, you're the one, that's not for like a family member of his.
No, exactly.
I might give you a card like that.
I know that Rachel's ex would have sent you're the one to a family member, but that's neither here nor there. That's not what the point is this time around. Okay, so you're already kind of, you're raw from the last relationship, and now you're dealing with the fact that you see this Valentine's Day card, and you don't get it, although it looks like something you should be receiving. And you're just kind of wondering what's going on with, what is your boyfriend's name?
Matt.
Okay. We could do this if you want. We can have Chantel call up Matt. This is how we catch cheaters, by offering a dozen roses to a loved one. And we just see who they want to send the actual flowers to. Rachel called us. Rachel, coming off of a really bad relationship. Her last boyfriend was cheating on her with her sister. So
too much.
Yeah. She's dealing with that.
Like, I could never trust again.
And I think she's probably struggling with that a little bit.
Yeah.
And so Rachel, now this time around, about a month ago, she sees this Valentine's Day card. It looks very sweet. It has things like, I love you inside and you're the one. So nothing that you would give to like a coworker
or your mom.
It's like more of an intimate card. But the thing is Rachel didn't get that card.
Who did it go to?
Where is that card?
Where did it go?
Mm-hmm. Rachel, am I right about all that?
100%.
Okay, so if you want, we can call Matt right now. We can offer him the dozen roses. I just need from you permission to have Matt on the radio.
Yes, you're more than welcome.
Okay.
Please.
Chantel, you ready?
I'm ready.
Hello?
Hi, this is Chantel. I'm from a local florist here in Salt Lake City, and we actually received a surplus of red roses. And we were curious if you would be interested in taking part in giving away some of these roses to someone.
Sure. I wouldn't have to buy them. I mean, I'd buy them too. That's okay. But
totally our gift. We're a brand new floral shop, so we're just trying to get the word out, and we had these extra flowers. So we just wanted to make sure that they went to someone special instead of just sitting kind of in the back of our warehouse.
Well, that's great. What a great coincidence. Yeah, I will totally take you up on that.
Awesome. Okay, so how we do this is I just need to, we'll include a card, and then we'll also deliver the flowers for you. So let's start with the card. What would you like me to write down?
Okay. Each day I love you more and more, and I just said it.
That's so sweet. Okay, and then who's this going to?
Rachel.
Okay.
Oh, awesome.
R-A-C-H-E-L.
Okay, awesome.
Hey, Matt, hi. My name is John. You were just talking to Chantel. We do a morning show on Mix 105.1. In fact, we have Rachel on the phone as well.
Oh, my God. The radio? Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Hey, Rachel.
Yes?
Do you want to tell Matt what's going on?
Hey. Okay.
Hey.
So I know this is kind of weird, and just with everything that's happened in the past, you've always been really sweet to me, and before Valentine's Day, I saw this card in your car, and it was a really sweet card, and I saw you hadn't written on it yet, but on Valentine's Day, I didn't see anything else, but on Valentine's Day, I didn't see the card with everything.
Okay, it's amazing that you found that, because I couldn't find it myself. I'm so sorry you found that and thought something was suspect, but I put that card in my glove compartment, and it must have fallen out between seats or something. And when I brought flowers to you, I was like, where is that card? And I was scrambling, but I knew I was late, and I thought it would look weirder if I, you know, was, I didn't want to be late, so I just went, ah, screw it, I'll give you the cards and tell you how I feel. And then you must have found it. But yeah, I feel the same way, and I feel the same way. You're going to get some flowers, I guess, or maybe you won't because it's the radio. I don't know.
No, we could still make flowers happen.
Yeah, I'm just glad to know, like, Rachel, Matt still loves you.
Yeah.
Everything's good. And now we know the card's missing in action. You guys can have a date night going to clean out the car.
And yeah, you go to Quick Quack.
Yeah, find that card right. Somewhere hidden between the seats.
Do we feel better, Rachel?
I feel horrible. I feel like I should have trusted you, but...
No, I get it, babe. Like, I'm so sorry to scare you, because I know what you've been through, and I just, you know, I'll keep reminding you. I'm not that guy. I love you.
Aww.
I know you're not.